Here.
Oh, my God.
This is time for public comment. If anybody has anything at this time, come up, state your name. Anything?
No, you need to wait till the end.
Yeah, this is just open.
No, you're on the agenda.
Yeah, he's on the agenda. So, you want him to go now, or you want to wait?
No.
Wait?
Go through the agenda.
Okay. So, we're going to go ahead and approve the meetings of July 29th, which I believe did not take place.
No, the July meeting.
July, the August one was.
Oh, the August one was canceled.
Yeah, I read them. I moved to through.
Okay, approved.
I just one comment. I also approve. Can we, instead of writing the council requested stuff, and that might have been Mike doing that, can we put the person's name?
Hold on.
It's just on the back under comments by general public.
Sorry, guys. Oh, it's the minutes, right?
So that's Bob. Are you the council person?
Under public comment.
And the comments by the general public. Like Barbara wish you speedy recovery.
I was not here, so Mike wrote these actually.
Yeah.
So it was you?
No, that was Barbara there, but leave it as is. But I was the one that was talking about the Cougar Reservoir and the hydrants on stuff. So, I mean, somebody may say something eventually, and the council other members of the council may not agree with something. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Don't worry about anything there. So, minor.
I have answers on that, though. Actually, you have answers on that.
Sure.
Okay.
So, once again, we wish Megan a well.
With your latest.
Okay, now we'll approve the agenda for September 30th, 2020, and hold combine or delete any items.
Move to approve.
Approve.
Approve. Information items. We will receive a report from Las Vegas Water District. I see two of you, so I don't know who's going.
Do I just stand here?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Webby on the last 14th of November, 1001 South Valley View Boulevard. Just a quick update for you today. Water level data collected from both wells indicate a water levels that are relatively stable. The water system remains stable and wells are currently operational. Any questions?
Have people still been dumping trash over there, or has it been okay lately? Or do you know?
It's been a month or two since they last did dump, but occasionally, yes.
Because we were talking about there was a homeless fellow living there, and I've heard that now there's a homeless fellow over at Wheeler Springs. So I wonder if he moved.
Hey Jeff, is there still a homeless person living over by the spring over here? Or is that?
Not that I'm aware of. We've had a new or homeless guy that we have encountered a couple of times along 159 closer up towards town. He's new to out here, but not that I'm aware of.
I was talking to Susan Murphy, who's a Friends of Red Rock cleanup person who does lots and lots of it, and she said she took lots and lots of trash out of Wheeler Spring and looked like somebody was living there.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, that's getting, of course, that they live in it. There's been a couple of people, like last week, we got a report of a person who set up an entire camp there. He was actually painting with a wagon spray gun, loaded an entire truck there, but we moved him on. But there's the only homeless person we're aware of that operating anywhere near Red Rock is down at Mount Mark 14 on private property in the wash there. I'm going to point tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now we'll receive a report from Metro.
Hey everyone, it's Jeff Bean, Metro. I don't really have anything significant to report. Everything's been kind of status quo lately. As far as concerns when it comes to like homeless people doing illegal things and stuff like that, if you ever have any intel like that, if you want to funnel that through Megan, that'd be something that we'd be more than happy to take with. We don't got to put on until the next meeting. So if you ever gather any intel about stuff like that, Megan has my personal number, email, everything, and we can always look into that. But other than crime stuff, everything's been pretty good. Does anyone have any concerns or questions that they want to ask me? No. As always, I'll try to stick around at the end of the meeting unless you get to it until like midnight. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Now receive an update on the Red Rock Bike Trail from a representative of the Red Rock Trail Partnership.
I don't think anybody's here for that.
Okay.
And I don't know of anything that happened recently. I think everything just needs to...
I just want to make the comment that I hope there's going to be public comment on exactly where those trails are going to go.
I don't know the specifics of that, but I know there will be because they're publicly funded, so they have to go through the public, or public notice.
So it's coming.
Yeah.
There was something on Save Red Rock where stage five, I guess it is by the scenic overlook, by that area, one is down by us off of.
Backwards. One is up that.
Oh,
way.
One is that one way. Five is down by us by the detention basin going towards Blue Diamond. But they were saying that 2 through 5 was either going for funding or was. I think it was going for funding, and they thought that
2, 3, and 4 have been applied for SNPLMA,
yeah,
which would complete the whole
right, the whole thing
from Summerlin all the way through to Blue Diamond Road. So we'll see if that gets funded.
Yeah, good.
Okay, now we'll see a report from Clark County Administration Service regarding the bushes and removal of all that stuff.
Okay, so I have a bunch of stuff for you tonight. Let me make sure I address everything that I said. Tamarisk, I have reached out to my contact at Nevada.
Forestry?
Yes, Nevada Division of Forestry. And she has not gotten back to me. Last I knew, she had two different possibilities for grants that she was looking at, so one of them's going to pan out, but she hasn't gotten back to me. If anybody knows somebody that wants to be secretary for me, I would love it. If you guys know, I'm not a very good secretary myself, so I need someone to help me out. I think I had responded to you.
Megan, for the secretary thing, do you want to send me something and I'll post it on Blue Diamond Villagers?
Sure. Yeah. There have been requests about no engine brake sign on 159. I emailed you about that. Basically, NDOT has said that they will not do that signage anymore because engine brakes are a safety mechanism. So if they need to be used, they don't want to limit their use. And some new trucks, it's an automatic thing, so they can't even disable it. So they won't do those anymore. And they didn't answer specifically about 159, but I just dealt with this issue up in Mountain Springs, going down those curves, and it's the same issue. So they won't recommend those anymore. So that is all I had on there. You had emailed me about the election. The sample ballots have been, they're going out in waves, so they've been going out this week, and then the actual mail ballots will be sent out October 7th, starting October 7th.
So,
and remind me, you'd ask for something else too, Barbara.
Two other things. One, yes. I wanted to talk about whatever this planning thing is that Bob has been on and
dying
from.
That's okay. Later on, right? On the under general business. So
that's CDAC.
No,
CDAC is different.
No,
I'm sorry. That's
right,
a different
now
one.
Is the county is going through a lot of our documents as far as planning are old, and there's been new developments in the way planning is done, so they are updating our master plan and the development code, so Title 30. Right now they're working on the master plan, and master plan is so high level, it's the goals and policies for the county, and it comes down to things like clean air, and we want to have safe communities, and good development, and things like that. If you want to participate, that'd be great, or if somebody else wants to participate. Right now, it's super, super high level. So I've been kind of in on the calls and stuff, representing all of my towns, because it's not down to the nitty-gritty yet. It's not down to things that will affect development here, development over there. So as we get closer, I have asked the consultants that are working on it to come out to each town board or CAC and sit down and do a roundtable, because I don't think one person can give input, especially Red Rock is so broad because Blue Diamond is so different than the area south of Blue Diamond Road, which is different than Calico Basin. So as it moves along more, I'll give you more details. It's been very vague so far, and so it's just been very vague. So right now, they did a survey, some surveys, and the new survey going out that I'm going to send you guys about priorities, what are priorities, and but I think the time, really time for you guys to get involved is when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of setbacks and development code.
Does that make sense to you, Bob?
What's that?
Does that make sense to you that we don't really need to be in on what's going on right now?
Yeah, I think you do, because if you go to transformclarkcounty.com, you'll see the results of what happened with the first meeting and what that group has come up with at this point in time. Now there's another survey where you can answer questions on what's
right.
On that transform
.com.
So I think the next meeting originally was supposed to be on the 28th for the rurals, and I think
it was.
I was on it on Monday. But then they changed that to October.
That's what I'm saying. Everything's very vague and kind of changeable right now. And you didn't miss anything. That's what I'm saying. You didn't miss anything. It's basically, like I said, they're still at this high level of we want clean communities. You know, I mean, of course we do. But how are we going to make that happen? That's the nitty-gritty part. So I'll put it out to all of you and whoever wants to jump on it when the next thing comes along.
Okay, thanks. The other one was the landfill.
Yes, the landfill. So, in case you guys didn't know, there is an old landfill that was up this way, right? And so when I started looking into it, I assumed it was BLM. Well, it's actually the county. The county had asked to give it back to BLM many years, like in the 90s, is it something?
It was about midnight. 95 is when it got covered, so I did my research and I can add that on at the end.
So we covered it up and thought we had relinquished it back to BLM, apparently, and it never went through. So now we're trying to figure out between us and BLM how to move forward and who needs to do it. So that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, so in 95, most of the offsite dumps that were in the valley, there was probably 5 to 8 of them. The county went in and put a 2-foot cap on them. Buffalo and Flamingo, there was one at that Desert Breeze Park. Laughlin, blah, blah, blah. I have to go out. It's where the parking is. I don't know what the name of that little parking lot.
It's Wheeler Springs.
Okay, so right where that parking lot is where the dump was. So I got to go out there over the next couple weeks, try to find out maybe boundaries, where we stopped, where we went. I actually went back and talked to some of the guys who worked for the county back then. They said everything got a 2-foot cap, and this was about a ballpark figure where it was.
So I can show you right where it is.
Well, we need it. We need an ending.
You can see that there's eroded channels through the trash.
Okay.
Yeah. So
no,
it's
that's
not
fine.
Right.
Maybe
at the parking lot. It's above a little ways. You know.
So is it across the wash, or when you say
it's
above?
It's about a quarter mile uphill from
to the west
parking lot.
Okay.
Well, BLM has come out and taken a bunch of pictures.
Right.
So I guess we need to bring you into the loop with BLM and RPM and share that information.
Yeah, and I have passed that on to Clint, our acting manager as of right now, that, yeah. You know, we went back and did a little research what I remember of them in the 90s. So
yeah, it's kind of a weird thing that nobody
right
knows, so we're still researching it. But it's going to get taken care of one way or another
yeah.
in the next few months.
BLM might be the owner, but the county might be the maintainer.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to figure out.
Great.
Okay. Anything else, Megan?
I know. Were there any other questions that I... Yes.
The sign on 160, the Richmond American.
I will give you an email. I'm sorry.
Okay. And then also, just so we get it on the record, that little small section of roadway by my house on Colker Road that you said that you found out that it is county maintained as per somebody at Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's part of the county right-of-way. Yes.
Right. Good. That's that little piece that we were talking about that one day as you go into the cul-de-sac.
Well, it might be right away, but it might not be maintained. I mean, it's vague. It's a vague question.
It's a very vague question.
So,
but we talked about it. So.
Yeah.
Right.
It is county right away.
Yeah. So.
Good.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I don't, I have one more. Okay. All these questions came in after the agenda, so
okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so I heard, got more gossip, from a BLM ranger that there is going to be a gate at the entrance to Calico Basin. Do you know about that?
That is one of the plans that's been discussed. I don't know that it's official, but it has been discussed as a possible solution for lots of issues, but I don't think that's a final decision yet.
Okay. Well, this ranger says it is.
Well, maybe
but like I said, it's I'm just telling you what I've heard.
Yeah.
It's an important thing for people in our area to know about if it's
right.
Actually
it's something that's being looked at.
Okay.
One quick thing. On, when I was on that Save Red Rock site, it says Red Rock Legacy Trails Partnership committee meetings include representatives from local, state, and federal agencies, including the Red Rock CAC. Do we ever nominate anybody for that?
No, but I'll bet Trent goes to it. And that say Red Rock is not a county organization.
Right, but what I'm saying is including the Red Rock CAC. But if we didn't nominate them, then should that be listed?
Well, yeah, if somebody there is on the CAC and they are participating in that, then there's representation from the CAC.
I think Pauline is.
I think right. Pauline and Trent both are part of that.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is if I go to a meeting and I go to a protest or something like that, and I say I'm with the Red Rock CAC, it almost looks like the whole Red Rock CAC supports whatever. That's all I'm saying. It's like,
right.
See what I'm saying?
Construe it that way, but you all have lives beyond the CAC, so anything you're involved in any day, you are a CAC member. So unless the CAC has voted on it, unless it's come before you, there's no official endorsement. So just saying they have a CAC member as a part of their group, it's accurate. So.
Okay. I try not to use that. I'm a member of the Red Rock CAC, so I try to.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it is accurate. So it doesn't say that we have endorsed them. You know, if you had someone from the climbing community would be on there. If you have, you know, I mean, so, you know, it doesn't mean that climbing group has endorsed them. So.
Yeah, it's a little misleading, a little bit slightly, but.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're okay.
I think that's it. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
No.
Cougar Reservoir. Is that, you had asked about, that was what we talked about hydrants at Cougar Reservoir. Correct me if I'm wrong, there's no pumping station there, so there's no hydrants, because you'd have to have a pumping station to pump the water out of the hydrants.
That's right. There's no way to pressurize the hydrants there. It's just a reservoir. There
right.
No pump station, and there are no plans for a pump station in the future. So we won't be able to put any hydrants there.
Yeah.
If we put them there, they just wouldn't have any water.
Yeah, it was, I got the one answer, hydrants will be there when development comes up, which is kind of like, don't want to hear that, so we'll live without hydrants now.
Okay, I think that's it.
That is?
Anything else? Going. Okay, that's what I get from this meeting.
Okay, so we're going to move on to planning and zoning. Are you Roman?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to bring both of them in because it's one person, so we'll make it kind of easier. So, UC-20-0386 Cook Martin use permit for the following. Increase the area of an assessor's apartment and allow a manufactured home as an assessor apartment on 4.7 acres in the rural area in the Red Rock overlay. Generally located between Roscoe's Hill Road alignment and Torino Avenue west of Fortney Road within the Northwest County Planning Area Red Rock. The second application is VS-20-0387, Cook Martin, vacate and abandon. Easement of interest to Clark County located between Roscoe's Hill Road and Torino Avenue. Alignment west of Fortney Road within the northwest corner of the planning area Red Rock declaration file. Floor is yours.
We'd like to make one change to that. I spoke to the county today. And we're going to withdraw the special use. My client has decided to abandon the accessory structure, and he wants to move the principal structure where it was located on the site plan. I bought a revised site plan, but he wants to move the principal structure to the north end of the lot and then do away with the accessory apartment. So basically, we just, that kind of eliminates the whole special use permit. And so basically, all we're really asking for today is just the vacation.
Okay.
So for sure, he doesn't want to maybe have that as an option?
Well, he will in the future, but he probably will do something less than 1,500 square feet, so he won't have to do a special use permit. So down the road, it'll just be an additional structure on the lot.
So he, and I just want to understand, living on that street, he still wants to bring in one manufactured home.
Yes.
And those plans were sent to us, right? What it was going to look like.
Yes.
And the year of that trailer will be?
Brand new.
Brand new, okay. Yes. And we can make sure that's on there, that it's year to code or whatever? Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, everything is the same except they're just going to eliminate the accessory structure.
Okay.
Well, because it's being withdrawn, you can't give any conditions because it's being withdrawn. He's not even asking for that.
Okay.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got it.
All right, guys. My name is Roman Garcia. I'm a civil engineer for the project. Did you guys see my address?
Please.
8048 Thunder Bluff Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131.
Okay. So talk about the easement that you want back.
Okay. So basically, what we're asking for is, right now there's a kind of easement that runs along each side of the project, on the south side, on the east side, and north side. And we're going to dedicate public right of way, so we don't really need the patent easement. But on this particular side, the patent easement is 10 feet wider than what we're dedicating, so we're just going to vacate the 10 feet, the additional 10 feet. So basically, it's the 10 feet along the east side of the property is what we're vacating.
Okay.
We didn't get the staff report in advance. I guess it's here, and it looks like they recommend approval.
Yeah, we did.
Is that right?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did? Oh, yeah. I didn't see it. I missed it. Did they recommend approval?
Yes.
Yeah. Patent easements really don't have any bearing on anyone's property except for that particular property. They're just kind of an antiquated thing that hangs around that just gets in the way of development.
So now you're not going to need the deed restriction since you're not going with the accessory of apartment at this point in time. And then I was just wondering, since the well is on the south side of the property, right by the arena there, are you going to wind up digging like a ditch and going under the easement to get to the main structure at this point in time?
We'll dig underneath the power easement. It's actually a BLM grant is what it is. So it's 100 foot. So we'll basically go from the barn where they're gonna locate the well over to the principal structure. And then eventually what we'll do is we'll just rough grade this area for a future structure, but it'll just be a rough graded pad. So
Nice that Mr. Cook owns an excavation company,
yeah,
right? So it works out perfectly for him.
And Roman's going to submit revised plans, right?
I'm going to send this to planning tomorrow. I brought extra copies for you if you want 11 by 17 or whatever. I'll send this to the planner tomorrow.
And the changes that you're making by putting just flip-flop in the lot doesn't have any bearing on the vacation, right?
No.
The vacation is independent of that.
Yeah, it's independent, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess we want to withdraw the case without prejudice. So
we're still going to vote on the vacate.
Vacate and abandon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any more questions on that? Anybody have anything before we vote? Okay. Motion approved. Approved.
Second.
Yep. Okay. Okay. General business. Josh Eddy with Desert Dash. We'll present information and answer questions about the 100K race that he is planning for April 2021 in the Red Rock Blue Diamond area. Come on up. Please. And then state your name, spell it, and address.
Last name is E-D-D-Y, Eddie.
Thank you.
I'm the owner and race director at Desert Dash. Also have a partner of mine, Justin Marino, here. He's helping me out with hydration. Food, cotton wood, things like that. What we're requesting is access to Castalia Street, which is Cottonwood, to
to connect our runners from US 195 out to Landmine. We're also requesting that the runners be able to come back from Landmine on the north side and access Canyon Road to finish at the Blue Diamond Park there. And that would be sort of a finish area. The race would actually start at the Red Rock Visitor Center and it would end there. The nature of this race is an ultra endurance race. It's a foot race. We don't have a high volume of traffic in something like that. By the time they reach the town of Blue Diamond, they're going to be over 20 miles in the race. So it's very sparse traffic. You wouldn't expect a whole group of people to be coming through the town at the same time. It would be at most maybe 10 people. We are aware that this park is surrounded by houses and things like that, and we follow any noise burdens or anything like that.
About how many runners do you think you'll have?
So we're just following the governor's mandates of 250 groups right now, so that's our max limit. This is the first year for the event, and no event reaches that, so we expect about 100 people the first year.
For all three races?
It's actually only two races. I indicated a third line here. To show that one of the distances actually comes back in the way that it goes out of the town. Mm-hmm. Whereas the 50K actually loops around Landmine and comes in from the north side. This is just a rough stretch sketch that I provided to Paul Ames at Masters of Barricade. He is in the process of doing a legitimate traffic plan, along with working with NDOT and those things to get you guys all of the information as far as road signs. He will let us know, or I guess you guys will let us know if Metro or Public Works will let us know if Metro needs to be involved, things like that, but that will all be part of the traffic plan.
But as far as you know, people aren't going to be very affected if they want to drive down that same road that your race is on?
Not at all. In fact, I used to host a race at a late night here called Trails of Glory, and we ran across the same road then. So it would be about the same amount of people for this event.
Do you have a time frame when it starts and stops?
Yeah, so the race will start out there at 6 a.m., and the final cutoff, we're still working on the final cutoff times, but it should be somewhere around 11 p.m. Take in mind, though, this is not the major part of the event. The event, as far as people in the park, things like that, would be the 50K, which ends in the afternoon, no later than 4 p.m. So the bulk of the event, and then after that, what will be left in the park is finishing stuff, and a couple people out there with equipment, just allowing those normal runners to come through. There's also a parking situation, and we wouldn't expect, Blue Diamond to house all of the cars, so we are working with other public lands to provide parking and shuttle to and from the site.
So the poor people that run the 100K are going to show up and there's no fanfare for them?
Yeah, that's how you finish. So if you run 100 miles, you're finishing early in the morning typically, and there's nobody out there.
Then you got to go back and get your car.
It's just for show. Different mindset.
I'm tired looking at that. Jeez. Walk out to my car and I'm tired.
I'm working with Joshua to get the correct permits through the county to use the park, to be able to be on the road, and I'm working with NDOT for the crossing, and with BLM for having the event. So he's actively working on all those things. So this is just part of the process to let you know about folks. So it's not a voting item for you, just information.
Okay. Does Metro, anybody have any questions for him at this time? Anybody? Okay.
Anybody from Metro want to run in the 100K? He always volunteers. You're amazing, Ed. You're amazing.
All right. So we'll move on to number two, take public input and review finance requests for the up and coming budget cycle.
So we talked about this
last month. Sign on Colker Road.
So let me go over last year. Last year's, because we didn't have a meeting last month. So last year's it was bike trail along 159, which, and we are actually helping make that happen, so that one's on off the list. Yes, for a community center.
That's still funny at this point. Sorry.
But. Well, Mount Springs always asks for a community center. Add a 5 to 12 year old playground area to Blue Diamond Park and remove the lane divided up on Arroyo. You can tell me what you want to send forward or if there's anything new. For the playground area, it's on the wish list. And they are aware of it, so if funding comes along or if there's some push for it, that is on the list of potentials for the park. The lane divider dots, I still got to know from Public Works.
Thank you for asking.
I know. I drove it the other day, and I am too.
Just needs to rain.
I know. And in the community center, it's probably not going to.
I would suggest that we take the community center off the list. What do you guys think?
I would say that's a good idea.
Okay. So we can send the others forward again if you want. And just so you know, when I send these, because I send them to each department so that they can review them, if it's something that's been asked for in previous years, I always make an asterisk on that and say these are still a priority for this community and it's requested again. So just so they're aware, this isn't something that just was going away. It's still something that is wanted.
Is this the one where I was asking for solar power for the elementary school?
That is that's the elementary school.
Doesn't fit.
Is school district. Okay. So it's not county. No. So we can't do that. And I think there's something about the structure of the school.
The roof wouldn't support it or something.
Yeah,
they had that one time.
So this is the community's opportunity and anybody else's opportunity to ask for if there's major improvements that you want.
I think we should get Metro a raise.
Well,
is that part of
it? I wish we could down there. I wish we could, but
I go BLM too, but I know that's not county, so that I didn't leave you guys out. Just the sign, the new posting on Colfer Road.
The billboard.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, please.
Not billboard, that,
post. Yeah.
What are you putting on there?
The billboard down by us, one side. It was hanging there in the wind and it fell off. So one side is good. So Megan has the key for that. And
and we're limping it along.
Yeah.
Those bulletin boards are way more expensive than you think. So it's not something I can just say, hey, can we
yeah.
put up a new bulletin
board? That one lasted about 15 years.
Yeah.
Approximately. So
I would like that one to be on that list because it backs me up. When I ask for it, say, hey, the community wants it too. So if that's okay with you guys have to vote on it. So.
Yep.
Vote now?
Huh?
Vote now for that?
Well, see if anybody has anything else to add.
Doesn't
you
sound
guys
like
have
it.
Most of the things that people ask for. You do have a community center. It's not a county one, but you do have one. You have pools. You have, nice roads. You have most of the things that people ask for. So.
Yeah, and I haven't heard of neighbors saying we really need this or that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not thinking of anything.
Okay. So then we need, it'll be the 5 to 12 year old playground area removes the lane divider dots, and there's a name for those. It's like RPGs or something.
They all got so many different names.
And they're both a little bit public. What?
All the
truck pond. No, stop it. Ask for a pond. Fishing.
We're going to 160.
Oh, no.
All right, so are we voting on that?
Not the top one.
Are we
voting?
Okay, so we're voting on those three items. Proof?
Yes, proof.
Okay. Okay, moving forward, select a representative to serve on the Clark County.
We're going to have to postpone that. I think they're changing the way they're doing CDAC.
Okay, postpone.
I will let you know as soon as they tell us what's changing.
That's the grant thing? It's the grant. Okay.
Okay, number four, applications are being accepted through November 12, 2020 for appointments by the Clark County Board of Clark County Commissioners to serve on the Red Rock CAC for a two-year term beginning January 2021. All applications, including current CAC members, must submit an application to be considered.
Yes. So if you want to continue on board, we need to do an application. Barb gave one. Thank you. And if we're going to have any openings, help me find more people. But you guys have to do applications again because we get reappointed every 2 years. So
And I just want to say, if you wind up with more applicants than you have spaces, I'm perfectly happy to sit.
Okay. I have never, out here in Red Rock, I have never had more than 5.
Well, maybe it'll come.
Okay. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters revolved to the board council jurisdiction to be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker. If applicable, clear state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board council by majority vote. Anybody? Okay. Next meeting, October 28th. Are we going into the holidays after that?
After that, the next two are canceled unless we need to meet for something.
Okay. That's it.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Megan, can I give you the vacate and abandon?
Yeah.